You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
Tonight, folks, we're going to take you right directly to Phoenix for Tonight Metal Report with Gene. Good evening, Gene.
Good evening, Bill. How you doing?
Pretty good. Snowing here. Snow on the ground everywhere.
Is it?
Yes.
No snow here in Phoenix. Well, gold today had a high of 379.70 and a low of 376.40. To close at 378, down $2.30. Silver had a high of 523, a low of 514. To close at 521, up 4 cents. The Dow had a high of 39.1160, a low of 38.8660. To close at 39.1160, up $24.20. Something that I found very, very interesting the other day, and I wanted to read this to the listening audience tonight. I think something I need to be aware of, and I'll be glad, more than glad, to people at Sperm Silver here will be more than glad to make this available to you. It's how the cops can seize your property, and that's how the title of the article. It says, if you pick up any Wednesday's USA Today and turn to Section D, you'll find a full page of cash, cars, and real estate that the Drug Enforcement Administration has seized under its property confiscation authority. But all this stuff belonged to the drug dealers, and they had it coming, right? Wrong. Those listed in the government, those listed, the government is careful to point out, are not necessarily criminal defendants or suspects, nor does the appearance of their names in this notice necessarily mean that they are the target of DEA investigations or other activities. According to Jarrett Wilstein, associated editor of Financial Privacy Report, police seize the property of an estimated 5,000 innocent persons every week. Agencies now confiscating property from innocent Americans, says Wilstein, include the FBI, the Coast Guard, the Food and Drug Administration, the U.S. Postal Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Security Exchange Commission, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, as well as thousands of state and local police departments. Volusia County, Florida, police routinely ask people stop for traffic violations how much money they're carrying. Wilstein says, if motorists have more than a few $100 on them, the money is seized on the grounds of suspicious behavior. Police also seize jewelry and expensive cars. In the last 4 years, Wilstein says, these legalized highway robberies have brought in $8 million. Even paying for airline tickets can be dangerous now, says the DEA and local police operate surveillance units at all major airports. According to Wilstein, virtually everyone you deal with at an airport, from the ticket dealer, ticket clerks to the baggage handlers, is paid a 10% bounty for turning you in to the DEA if you buy a ticket with cash or if you look even suspicious. The CBS program 60 Minutes sent a well-dressed reporter to the airports in several major cities where he purchased tickets with cash. In every instance, DEA agents were waiting to seize his money. The feds also keep a watchful eye on patrons of major hotels around the country and have installed surveillance cameras at agricultural supply houses and require salesmen to keep records of people who buy grow lights, hoping to spot pot farms, Wilstein reports. Local police are no slouches either. Texas officers arrested a 49-year-old woman at Houston's Hobby Airport 5 years ago when a drug dog scratched at her luggage, Wilstein says. A search revealed no drugs, but did turn up $39,110 in cash, money from an insurance settlement, and the woman's 20-year savings. The woman was charged with no crime and was the origin of the money. The cops kept it anyway. Though not mentioned by Wilstein, the case of Donald P. Scott shows law enforcement at its worst. Using an improperly obtained search warrant, 30 local and federal law enforcement officers broke down the door of Scott's California home in October of 1992 when Scott, armed with a pistol, went to check on the commotion. The cops killed him in supposedly self-defense. They suspected Scott of growing marijuana, but no marijuana was found. After an exhaustive investigation, Ventura County District Attorney Michael Bradley concluded that the raid was motivated at least in part by a desire to seize and forfeit the ranch for the government. the DA's report adds this chilling tidbit. In order to seize and forfeit property under either California or federal law, there is no requirement that an individual be arrested or even charged criminally. You may have thought the Constitution protected you against unreasonable searches and seizures and kept the government from taking your property without due process of law. These are mere words on paper, words increasingly discarded by what some people, including yours truly on especially gloomy days, suspect is the vanguard of a police state. Folks, we better wake up.
Ditto.
I mean, it is on your doorstep, and you're inviting them in the door. We have some programs, if you like, we'll make this available to you. Give us a call, 1-800-FISCAL-FISCAL-FISCAL-FISCAL-FISCAL. You know, Bill and myself and others have been, you know, preaching this for a long time now, folks, and you need to do something. You need to get off your duff and give us a call and get yourself prepared, because it is here. It's not something that's coming. It's here. It's now. It's today. And I hope this scares the pants off of you and wakes, you know, wakes you up. You know, like Bill says, we don't need any more sheep out there. Let's wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, thank you, Gene, and we'll look forward to your report on next Monday.
Okay, sir.
Good night.
Good night.
Call 1-800-GISSUS-NON-YOUS. Ask for a copy of that report. Also, check in to folks protecting yourselves with the only thing that's ever protected you throughout the history of the world, precious metals in its various forms. Call now 1-800-SKISUS-NON-YOUS-46. 1-800-SKISUS-NON-YOUS. Next time I'm going to let you in on a few little secrets that you need to know. Delta. Delta. The name of the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet. In form, it is a triangle and was considered by the ancient Egyptians a symbol of fire and also of God. In the Scottish and French systems, and also that of the Knights Templar, the triangle or delta is the symbol of the unspeakable name. I-N-R-I. In effect, Jesus Nazarenus Rex Idiarum, which means Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. The inscription which was placed upon the cross of the Savior. In the Philosophical Lodge, they represent fire, salt, sulfur, and mercury. In the system of the Rosicrucians, they had a similar use. Igne natura renovatur integra, which literally transfer means by fire, nature is perfectly renewed. This idea is also found in the degree of Knights Adepts of the Eagle or the Sun. Don't go away.
Never.